The New England Patriots take on the New Orleans Saints tomorrow night in their second preseason game of the year. The primetime game is expected to attract a large summer audience, but Cognoscenti commentator Steve Almond wants fans, particularly parents, to consider the ethical risks to watching football.
Let's say you're the parent of an 11-year-old boy who loves football and desperately wants to play in a league. You've seen articles about the link between football and brain damage, but you're hoping these dangers are limited to college and pro players. I've got some bad news. Two new studies by researchers at Boston University suggest that kids who play tackle football could be at greater risk for cognitive ailments down the line. That includes problems with memory, reasoning, even depression. The data is limited, but the notion that getting your brain bashed around as a kid might mess you up later on in life isn't exactly far-fetched. For you, the parent with a football-loving kid, these studies may be enough for you to put the kibosh on your son's gridiron dreams. But here's the part that is pretty far-fetched. If you happen to be a football fan yourself, I'd wager a bet that these studies aren't going to stop you from watching the game. In fact, there's virtually no study that would cause you to stop watching, especially at this time of year with football fever running rampant. Because the guys you watch on TV aren't your kids. So the NFL's own admission that nearly a third of them are going to suffer brain damage really isn't your problem. Besides, those guys are grown men. They accept the risks of the game, and they get paid huge amounts of money in return, right? Wrong. Because being a fan of football, just sitting there on your couch with your son watching the Pats, makes you a sponsor of the game. You're part of the reason these guys get paid so much money and part of the reason they choose to risk their health every week. Without fans, there is no NFL, no college football, no football industrial complex. The reason we can all afford to watch such a violent game as a form of entertainment is because we incur none of the risk, and neither do our sons.
Steve Almond is co-host of the Dear Sugar podcast and the author of Against Football, One Man's Reluctant Manifesto, which has just been released in paperback. He's also a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. You can read his essay and many others at our website, wbur.org.